Michael, a 9-point win. How did you see the game?
Yeah, you know, we knew Sydney were going to come out. It was a hard-fought win, and you know, at the end of the day, we got over the line, but we're just trying to focus on our next opponent.
Three goals for yourself, three goals for Hayden Ballantyne. Mark Redding scored you two, Batman and Robin. I'm not sure who's who, but how nice was it to have your partner in crime back?
Nah, it's always good to have Ballas back. You know, he's been out for 8 weeks, and he put in the hard yards in rehab, so you know, it was good to see him back out there. And yeah, you know, as I said, just want to focus on the next moment.
One of the sprays of the year, three-quarter time from Ross Lyon. He got rid of the line coaches, got you guys all in, and he went at you for the duration of the break. What did he say?
Oh, he just told us, you know, maintain our composure. We always knew Sydney were going to come out and you know, play some decent footy after that. So we knew we had to maintain our composure and try and fight on with them, because we knew they were going to, you know, jump the gun early.
I was downstairs. The breeze was a little bit fluky. What did it feel like on the ground?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad on the ground. You know, it was a bit right to left, but you know, at the end of the day, that's football. You got to play with these sort of winds, and you know, we lucky enough it wasn't raining, but it was blowing a gale out there, so you just got to get used to it early.
Cole Langdon, Peter Bell, and Mark Reddings.
Sun, congratulations on the win. I just want you to comment on a couple of players that were really important for you. Well, they've been important for you all year, but I just thought it. You spoke of that word composure. Today I thought Lachie Neal demonstrated it at important times, and also Tommy Sheridan.
Yeah, well, that's what Lachie is, you know, he's built for. He's built for the in and under players, sort of like Dave Mundy. He's not very quick, but he's a little strong body, so we need him to maintain his composure and, you know, be strong over the footy just to get it out for the runners like Hill. And Sheridan's just been a workhorse all year. He knew what he had to work on in off-season, and, you know, he came back and he did it. He put on some size and he's starting to run and, you know, be really dangerous for us.
Michael, I know you had a bit of a niggle, so you missed the last home and away match, but obviously the resting policy that came into place, do you feel it gave the squad, the team benefits, having had that breather coming into today?
Yeah, it was always good to have a little break, you know. It's a long season, and, yeah, you know, a few little niggles here and there that having the week off is always good to get rid of. But as I said, you know, we've got another week off. We need to focus on our next opponent and just keep doing what we do well.
You're one win away from another grand final appearance without getting ahead of yourself. If you do get that opportunity, obviously you've been to the MCG. You know what it's like now. So you've got that at the back of your mind that if you can get there, you've experienced it before.
Yeah, we're not really worried about the grand final at the moment. We just want to, you know, focus on our next opponent, and you know, throughout the week we'll go through the game today and see what we need to work on, because no doubt Ross is going to find something that we need to work on. And I think they had, you know, 17 turnover possessions in our 450, so it was always you know, so there's plenty of room there for improvement, so we just need to, you know, get into meetings and go over it.
Hey Michael, when you're Batman and Robin, you always want to be Batman, okay?
Yeah, no doubt.
Thank you, mate.
Cheers. Thanks for
joining us.